Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. And where sometimes we lose friends here on the podcast. We do, because people want to hear certain things. And when we say things that people don't want to hear, yeah, they turn us off. And that's okay. That's okay. We're always going to give you our side. We're going to give you what we have seen in our experience. And I know some people just don't like that. You know, I've read a lot of reviews where people hated it when we were talking about the COVID jabs and the mask mandates. They didn't like that at all. And that's fine. I think today we're probably being proven right. More so we really didn't care if we were right. We just thought they were harmful, and therefore, we'd like to get that information out. And I think we are seeing a lot of that information come out about the fake, phony, and false Dr. Fauci. But I do want to respond to a great review that we got. And so let me read this one. And I apologize to my reviewer. I cannot, I don't know what the name is. It looks like Kylie App, but there's a lot of letters in there. This has to do with the podcast that we talked about, the rescues. And you'll understand it more when I read this review. The title is Rescue Pups. And the review said, I love this podcast and it has educated me on such important pet parent topics. The only negative thing I have to say is that it's inconsiderate to give a false narrative to generalize all rescues and say that they all push vaccines and spay and neuter at young ages, and that money is the root of what they do. I think it's important to not give false information to listeners and dishearten others from rescuing a dog. Money isn't the root of everything, so I wouldn't spread information that isn't 100% accurate. We just recently rescued a dog, and the rescue is supportive of holistic care, not over vaccinating and seeking out integrative vet care. Thank you, Kylie App. I think that is the name on this. All right. So let me address a couple of these issues. It's not a false narrative. You say here it's inconsiderate to give a false narrative to generalize that all rescues push vaccines and spay and neuter at a young age. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to read you the rules around animal shelters so we can really talk about that one. The one where you say money is not the root of what they do. We're seeing thousands of dogs every year. And when these dogs are coming out of the rescues, which I'm going to read you what the mandates are on the rescues, we see a lot of damage. So I don't know if it is actually the money. I do believe that most people go into rescues for the reason that it's called a rescue, because they have a heart, they want to rescue animals. But when you are in a position where you have to follow a law in order to get paid or to make money, what is the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail? Right. So if I'm in a business where I'm going to have to adhere to a law that is, I know, or maybe they don't know, is going to damage a dog, am I going to continue to do that just so I can get paid? That would be a question. I love the fact that you said you just recently rescued a dog and the rescue is supportive of holistic care. Sounds like to me it's saying get yourself over to a holistic vet where you can give your pet the best attention that it needs after being after having to adhere to some of the mandates that are on the dogs. All right. So I really love that. If you would like to share the name of that shelter with us, we would love to promote them if they are, in fact, a holistic shelter, if they are able to do things differently than the guiding principles for shelters. And they say this about vaccines, which is where we talk about and what we talk about the most, right? And a lot of people in our reviews did not like the fact that we talked about it in people. I'm not sure why we would think that they would be that different. And they're not. If you really want to do some studying on that, please do. All right. But here's the thing. The guiding principles for core vaccines or core vaccination in shelters, starting on page 25, it says animals must be vaccinated at or prior to intake with core vaccines. Pregnancy and mild illness are not contradictions to administering core vaccines because the risk from virulent pathogens in an unvaccinated animal would be far greater than a relatively low risk of problems posed by a vaccination. All right. If you listen to the podcast, you know that there could be nothing further from the truth. And if you have an illness in a dog, this is saying it's fine. There's no contraindication in giving a dog a vaccine, a core vaccine. Okay, core vaccines for shelters include all of the ones for cats, including distemper, hepatitis, parainfluenza. And then for the canines, it's the parvovirus, the distemper, the adenovirus, parainfluenza, Bordetello, okay, so all of those. Animals should be vaccinated against rabies when a long-term stay is anticipated and when the risk of exposure is elevated or when mandated by law. At minimum, animals should be vaccinated for rabies at or shortly following release. Shelters that house animals for extended periods of time have an obligation to ensure that vaccinations are repeated in accordance with shelter medicine recommendations. Revaccination is recommended for puppies and kittens until maternal antibody wanes. Puppies and kittens must be revaccinated at 2 to 3 week intervals for the duration of their shelter stay. Let me repeat that. Puppies and kittens must be revaccinated at 2 to 3 week intervals for the duration of their shelter stay or until they are over 18 to 20 weeks old. Then you've got the section on parasite control. All dogs and cats must be dewormed for roundworms and hookworms before leaving the shelter. All right, so in the section of nutrition, and this again is coming from the shelter guide, guidelines for standards of care in animal shelters by the Association of Shelter Veterinarians. All right, now let's look at the spay and neutering section first, and then we're going to talk about what they say about nutrition. All right, spay and neutering. Animal shelters should require that cats and dogs who are adopted into homes be spayed or neutered. Surgical sterilization, spaying or neutering, prior to the release to adopters, including kittens and puppies, listen now, including kittens and puppies as young as 6 weeks old, remains the most reliable and effective means of preventing unwanted reproduction of cats and dogs and decreasing their birth rates. Now, this is from the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association. Okay, all of this is from the AVMA. Okay, so we've got deworming that happens even if they don't have worms. They've got spay and neutering. They've got vaccines, all core vaccines, all rabies vaccines. And then in here, it talks about food, which is one of my favorite things to hear about and why people think the way they do. And I think it's because they read things from the so-called experts. All right, so let's see what they have to say about feeding, or they call it nutrition in here, okay? They say, a consistent diet should be fed to all animals rather than a variety of products. So no rotation, no variety. Ideally, a consistent diet should be fed to all animals rather than a variety of products. Feeding a consistent diet minimizes gastrointestinal upset. This is where this narrative comes from a lot of times. The feeding of raw food diets is not recommended in shelters because of concerns about bacterial or parasite contamination and public health risk. All right. So anyway, there's a lot of information in this. You can read it yourself. 65 pages long. It's called The Guidelines for Standards of Care in Animal Shelters, the Association of Shelter Veterinarians. And this one was actually published in 2010, so 12 years ago. I don't know if there's another one. Maybe you can find it and you can, you know, send us an email. But my point is this. If the standard of care in animal shelters is vaccines, dewormers, core vaccines, rabies shot, and neutering at 6 weeks of age, then I'm going to say, I don't support that. I see so many unhealthy dogs, hip dysplasia, hormonal imbalances, skin disease. I see it. And yeah, I would love to rescue all these dogs. I'm not saying that I don't want these dogs to be rescued. What I'm saying is that this is not a good model. This is not a good model. Rescue pets in order that they are in a substandard, nutritionally unsound position. Can we get them back to a good place? That's a question. That is the question. You're going to have to detox, get them on a raw diet, get the processed foods out of their body. Don't vaccinate them again. We preach this all the time. I so appreciate your review. Obviously, with those people who have rescued animals, but I'm going to tell you this. I've had many rescue animals. Our kids have rescue animals. One of my employees works for a rescue. So we understand the whole rescue model. I will say that, yep, that was probably an unfair statement to say that rescues are all about the money. I will apologize for that. But we cannot deny that there's a lot that is wrong with that model. That in order to be rescued, in order to be taken in order to be not euthanized, you've got to be pumped full of toxins. You've got to be sterilized. Okay. I get the population control, but not at 6 weeks, guys. Not at 6 weeks for a cat or a puppy. We've got to let them, all their hormones, do what they need to do. You've got to give it at least 3 years. Okay. Don't spay or neuter for 3 years if you can help it at all. But 6 weeks, 8 weeks, I'm sorry, I'm not going to concede on that one. and to not feed dogs a species appropriate diet. I get it. But if you're going to get donations and people really want to help dogs, don't you think that there's a way to go out and get that type of food if you're going to solicit for donations anyway? Shouldn't we be soliciting for the health of the dog and not just something that keeps them, you know, sort of propped up until they reach that point of cancer? IBD, IBS. I can't tell you how many dogs we see come through here that have these issues. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And if your mindset is, well, that's just the way it is, it isn't. It isn't just the way it is. It can be different. We have to think different. We have to demand different. We have to speak up. And yeah, you're going to get blasted. You're going to get blasted when you speak up. We've seen it. It's called cancel culture. We've seen it all over the place. Somebody wanted to cancel me because I said the word cancel culture. Go ahead. Go ahead. But our business is the health of the dog. Thank you for your review. We invite all of you to send us questions, but we do give away a lot of free information. And I have people that email me all the time that say other companies won't even answer their phone. You won't get a personalized person on the phone. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Get them on the right whole food supplements. If you're just feeding turkey because your dog doesn't do well on other proteins, you got to fill in those holes. There are going to be holes if we're just doing one or two proteins. Put them on phytoplankton, rotate in some phytosflora, some love bugs, some green eggs, got some Gloria. Glory, get really, give a variety of whole food supplements. If you can't feed them all the proteins, two reds, rabbit, and beef, one poultry and a fish, that's four. Then you got to get them on some of these other supplements. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.